Praise God. In the short time we have left, though, I'll speak a bit to the men. This morning, I'm going to run through the three services. I'm going to talk about seven things men should provide. Seven things men should provide. Of course, I'm going to just take them maybe two by two in each service. And as we go, praise the Lord. One of the things me and Pastor Larry discussed yesterday is that, you know, the women have evolved over the years. This is why there's more and more, it seems like there's more and more crisis in marriages today. It's because women have evolved over the years, but men have not. Women have changed. In those days, women were okay with not going to school. In fact, nobody really invests so much in women education that time. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Nobody wastes their time. They just feel she's going to marry. So women were not being so educated. Women were not striving to become executives. So women were okay with just cooking and taking care of kids. In fact, those days, marriages lasted because most women could not even move out because they can't afford to. Because moving out means I'll go and rent my own house. Most women were not empowered enough to even do that. So no matter how the quarrel goes, we'll settle. But you see, things have changed drastically. So women are now highly educated, highly empowered, and they see social media doing their own by the side. So, but the men are still operating that old syllabus, where as long as I'm bringing money, I'm the Lord and Master. I can do anything and get away with anything. So marriages are crashing more now. More women are leaving marriages than ever before. Because they would rather, once they have kids and all that, they would rather, there's not much you are doing for me except stress. And she can afford her own house now. She can afford to take care of her kids now. Which were the things that were making her stay with very undesirable men. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So the men need to upgrade. Men, you need to upgrade, both for the men in this generation that are listening to me now, and even the younger men coming. Just earning money is no more enough. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are seven things men are supposed to provide, but designed by God and designed by nature and designed by, you know, the structure. There are seven things men should provide. Unfortunately, we've only taught men to provide one, which is money. Amongst men, the only thing they focus on is you just have to provide for your family. And by that, they mean financially. This is what we've been passing from generation to generation. It is no longer enough. Listen, guys, money is important. Don't get me wrong. It's one of the seven things. It's just one over seven. And that's why if that's all you are providing in the house, you are scoring very low. One over seven is low. I told them yesterday, eight out of the nine richest men in the world are divorced. Eight out of nine. These are billionaires in dollars, so we're not even talking naira now. Eight out of nine of the richest men in the world are divorced. If money was as powerful as you thought, the marriages would work. The women of today are not moved because they can make their own money. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? And the way women see money is not the way men see money. So this is the challenge. Men see money as a prize. Women see money as a tool. So the value is not the same. This is why men think, if I just have money, I'm everything. Men see money as a prize, as a trophy. Women see money as a tool. Money is, that's why a woman gets her self-esteem when she spends money. Men get their self-esteem when they make money. So women are always talking about what they want to spend. Men are talking about getting the money. That's where they get their power from. How much I have. Women is how much I spend. Is women sponsoring the high school fees going on in the nation? Is women sponsoring it? Because they will pay. The higher it is, the better. Men, left to men, A for apple, you want to teach my child $1 million for a term. A for apple. Leave him in the house, I'll be telling him A for apple. What's doing there? Women love to spend. They see more. That's why there are many men that have money, but their families are still poor. You hardly see a woman that is rich and her family is poor. Hardly. She sees money as a tool. She wants to take care of people. That's what she wants to do with money. She's always carrying people. She's taking care of her mother. Taking care of her father. Her parents might have sons, though. Those ones don't send because remember, money is a price. But the woman is taking care of her mother, taking care of her sisters, taking care of her brothers. She wants everybody to be okay. She's money as a tool. Not something to possess. It's a tool to use to help people. That's how she sees money. So this is why when men come with that ideology, as long as I'm the provider in this house, and you think that's why you should be worshipped, you're talking to the wrong species of human being. Amongst men, you'll be worshipped. Amongst women, you will not. If money is all you are bringing. Now, I know there are some hungry women. I get that. Yeah, there's women that, as long as they're bringing money, it's okay. Those are hungry. But that's not who we're talking to this morning. Those are on their own. It's a different problem that is their own. Those of us need to be in business seminars. Not, that's not who we are discussing today. Praise God. Because when I say this, people always get confused. That, what about these guests about looking for following men for money? Those are hungry people. That's not who we are talking about. They have a more serious problem. It's not a relationship problem that is their problem. That's not this class. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'm talking about real women that understand life, that want to do something great with their own life. They are not going to be held bound just because you have money or you are bringing money. Women have learned now how to make their own money. In fact, it's part of what I dealt with in the seven things I badly want to tell women. You need to get that book if you're a lady here, whether you're single or married. Is somebody following what I'm saying? So many men are shocked because even in those days, even in the olden times, or if a man just went to work and got back home, and he'd say, oh, welcome, my dear. Even if he's a farmer, a hunter, he just got one rabbit or brought one tuba of yam. They say, hey, they'll come and welcome him at the door. Grand welcome. This is your one tuba of yam you managed to bring today. Hey, my husband, come and sit down. You say, hey, farm was tough today. And as he sit down, the wife will come, bring water for him, bring food for him. This they serve him. Today, you went to work, she went to work. You came back with your 500K income, she came back with her 600K income. And she's wondering why you're tired. She doesn't get why you want heroes welcome. Say, we both went to work. Help with the kids. Because the reason why the man wasn't helping with the kids was because he went to work. Do you know what it is to go to work? Yes. She knows now. Most bank MDs today are female. The dynamics have changed, guys. So if money is what you have, all you are trying to bring, the next generation will face trouble. But now women even earn more. Women are likely to get jobs faster. Women grow faster in career. Because men, and that's why we must adjust quickly. Women have most of what we have, then they have what we don't have. Somebody get what I'm saying? They can do most of what we can do, then they have feminine power, which we can't do. A woman, just by looking good, doors will be opening. By yourself. People are passing by reception. A woman is waiting. Say, oh, what are you doing here? Can we help you? Just see man waiting. Say, what was it? Who's that? It's too early. I'm busy. I don't want to be entertaining nonsense talk now. Marketers have learned that. That's why marketers don't use men. They use women. You're just in your office. Two men are knocking at your door. Outside. Say, who are they? We're selling something. We're not buying. Did we tell you we're buying anything? It's from your house. You answer them. We're not buying anything. Thank you. You see two fine women standing outside your door. Say, what are you doing? Ah, you're in the sun? Come inside. Come and explain. What are you selling? Say, we're selling speakers. We don't need speakers, but let's buy two to encourage you. Young women, it's not the weather. We have to encourage you. Praise God. So, man, if you don't adjust quickly, the next few generations, you know, and feminists are not helping because the idea before was to get women on the table. Now, feminists are getting women to push men off the table. And the danger to that is that when we empower women so much, and the men are not empowered, these women have to marry these unempowered men. And they will deal with you. So tell any feminist to calm down. All right. We don't even need feminists again because women now are even in charge. Are you here, somebody? So men have to adjust. Just bringing money is never enough. All right. Money is one of the seven things. And I'm not going to waste time with that because the average man has already been over bombarded with that. That you must make money in this life. Nobody will respect you if you don't make money. Nobody will like you if you don't make money. Yes, so that's partially true. And money is important. But that's not what will keep your home. If you're going to be a real family man, a real God man, just having money is not enough. Anybody can make money. And out of the seven things, only one has to do with money. The rest doesn't require money. Hallelujah. So let me say, second thing a man should provide, since I've already talked about money. Money is, we all agree that men need to provide money, Abby. Men, look, it's very simple. You need to provide financial security. Every woman's need is tied to the word security. What a woman really needs is security. In fact, that is why it appears she likes money. is because money provides security. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because many men are wondering. So is it that women cannot marry men that are not rich now? Yes. If you understand her need is security. So if you are not rich, you must have something else that can promise that you will soon be okay. That's true. And I'm going to explain all these things. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Women need security. It's their number one need. It's their major need. All other needs are coming under that security. Somebody get what I'm saying? Women need security. So this is why it appears they like money. No, but it's not really money they like. Money just, it's just, you know, because money provides security. This is why women like, for instance, they like military men. That's why those are military in power. Because military shows that you have what? Security. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Women like tall. If you ask the average woman, what do you want in a man? The one of the number one thing you must hear. If it's not number one, it's number two. He must be tall. I used to tell them, if all of you married tall, who will marry the short people? He must be tall. Because tall, apart from being picture perfect, also gives a sign of what? Security. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So psychologically, women don't know why they seek some of those things. It's because they like security. They need security. It's a major need. And if you are marrying a woman as a man, what you are actually saying, there's a video I put up on my page some days ago. What you're actually saying, because before that woman married you, she had somebody providing her security. That's her father. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why they change the name. It's like they've handed over. The father handed her security over to you. That's why the name changed to your name. Is somebody getting this? So you are now in charge of her security. So don't go and marry a woman if you're not ready to provide her security. Stay in your house. But if you are ready to say, I want to marry somebody, what you are telling the father of that woman is that you've been taking care of her for these 20 years, these 30 years. I want to take over taking care of her. Are you getting this, guys? That's what you are promising. That's why, really, marriage for men is not supposed to be a love affair. Even though, yes, you need to love your wife, but that's not a love affair. It's a security affair. That's why you change the name from her father's name. Her father paid her school fees, paid her hospital bills, bought her clothes, bought food for her, housed her. Her father was providing for her. You now say, hey, sir, I want to take over from where you stopped. And everything they were providing for her now stopped. Mm-mm. You are going to continue. Security is the number one need. For fathers here, this is why you must also provide security for your daughters. Now, all these things I'm going to mention here as the seven things, you must still provide for your daughter, not just paying her school fees. Many men, they just pay the tax fees, they never provide the other seven things. So please listen to that too. This is why, we said yesterday, this is why a man doesn't need a mate. The Bible didn't say I will make him a helpmate. It's not helpmate. Many people misquote it as helpmate. It's not helpmate, it's helpmeet. Helpmeet, M-E-E-T, not helpmate, M-A-T-E. Men don't need their mate. Men compete with their mate. Men fight with their mate. Everything a man has been doing from when he was young was competitive. He was playing ball, so he competes with his mate. He's playing with gun. He fights with his mate. But women, on the other hand, are looking for companionship. They think we're helpmates. We're not helpmates. The moment you drag with a man in everything, he sees competition in you. He doesn't see a need to protect you. The way men operate, like we said yesterday, is either he's submitted to somebody or somebody submitted to him. And by submission, it doesn't mean you are inferior. It just means you're allowing him provide for you. You're allowing him protect you. Men have hero complex. That's how we are wired. If you look at Ephesians chapter 5, he said, husbands, you know, love your wives the way Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So that's how love works for a man. He needs to feel he's contributing something to your life. The moment you take away that from him, he doesn't see a need for you in his life. So some women, some of you are too independent for men. Even if you are very strong, when you are with him, allow him to do things. Cool down your temper small. Don't say, I have my own two hands. I can carry it. Cool down. Let him pay for some things. Don't always flash your money, even if you have money. Let him pay. Sometimes park down your car and enter cab with him. Let him feel it. See, you are helping his own self-esteem. You are helping his confidence. The moment he sees he can't add anything to your life, he just feels he's useless to you. And men don't stay where they feel useless. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are not like you that need companionship. No, we need competition. So if I feel I'm not adding anything to you, I don't see the reason why two of us are leaving this house. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Relationship is very transactional for men. It's not emotional for men, it's transactional for men. The first man that married didn't marry because he was in love. Somebody didn't get that one. I said the first man that married didn't marry because, hey, I want to marry. No. They said, it's not good for this man to be alone. I'll make him a helper. It was a transaction. So men usually need you before they love you. It's women that love you before they need you. Adam was not lonely. They didn't say Adam was lonely during Valentine. Lonely. I am so lonely. He wasn't listening to love music or watching romance movies and was tired and God said, let me find wife. No, he needed help with work. He said, I will get him a helper. So the first man married out of transaction. So he first needs you before he loves you. Woman on the other hand will first love you and you think this is how it's going to be. Then she'll start needing you. So you don't call me every day. You'll be like, am I going to be calling you every day? Yes. My phone is bad. I don't work in Samsung. He said, no. She will need you eventually. No matter how much she's saying now that, hey, I love you. No, she will need you. That's why if a woman tells you, don't worry, if you're not rich, I'll be fine. No. You can start by not being rich. But please don't stay poor. And if you get what I'm saying, because very soon, when all our friends are changing cream, changing hair, changing clothes, and she can't change anything, she'll start subtly telling you that, you know, Linda just changed her children's school. You know, Linda just changed her clothes. You know, when she's telling you this, she's not giving you gist. She's saying, wake up, brother. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So it's not help mate, it's help meet. So, seven things men should provide. Number two, I've already mentioned finances. It's important. Women need to be taken care of. All right? Women need to be taken care of. I don't have time to go into all those things. We make women work too hard in this time and age. Women are not, and you see, social things and feminists and co are pushing their own agenda, which is not really God's idea. God has his own idea. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? And you see, God doesn't shape culture. It's people that shape culture. And God expects that people of God should shape culture after the principles of God. But God is not going to come and shape your culture. If you shape your culture, you're going to live with your culture. And if you're getting what I'm saying, that's not God's job. But he gives you principles. And if you're wise, you build your culture around those principles. But now what is happening is that people of the world are building culture of men and women are the same. Where that is going is that they're trying to say, if men and women are the same, then men don't have to marry women. Men can marry men. Because we're the same. If they can agree that men and women are different, then they have to agree that the roles are different. And they don't want to agree that the roles are different. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So you need to understand this. So now women are working too hard because they're trying to level up with men. Women, you don't have to level up with men. Now you need your own money, definitely. You need to work. But your job is not to compete with men. You see, the way a man is built and structured, he's built and structured to hustle. Interestingly, hard work helps men. That's why most men are addicted to work. He was wired to work, so when he's working, he's in his comfort zone. In fact, that's why testosterone flows in men when they work hard. And if you get what I'm saying. So that helps ease the stress of the work. So work is not really as stressful to men as it is to women. In fact, sexologists will tell you that if your testosterone level is low, that you should do intense exercise. It will increase your testosterone level, which will increase your sex drive. So men like those kind of things, like intense work. So if you see men bragging about work, so but I stayed 2 hours for traffic yesterday. That's your own good. Me, I sleep for office. It's a bragging thing that they are being stressed at work. For women, on the other hand, when they are, because now they're giving men and women the same target in the office. Very wrong. So for women, when they are stressed, what is flowing in them is called cortisol. That particular hormone doesn't have the effect that testosterone has on men, which energizes men to work more. It stresses women. It reduces their immune system. So more women are getting cancer, getting all kinds of diseases because that thing is stressing them. CNN released a report like 3 months or 4 months ago that one in three women are trying to leave the workplace to go and face family. That's CNN, so it's not Bible. It's CNN because they are seeing the real life. A lot of the women that are high achievers, even in career, they say they are all having mommy guilt. They feel they should spend more time at home. They feel they are not spending time with their kids, and their kids are growing. What the happy hormone that flows in a woman when she's that keeps her alive and happy is called oxytocin. It flows when she's in the family setting, when her relationship, marriage, and kids are going well. So you see that the master had planned it from beginning. Our roles were defined from beginning. A woman gets that flow of oxytocin when she's breastfeeding or when she even sees babies. It must even be her baby. That's why when you see one woman pregnant or with babies, you see other women gather. Hey, kitty, kitty, so cute. Because happy hormones are flowing in all of them. They are naturally drawn to babies. If men see babies, we are running the other direction. We don't even want to carry. Even if it's our own baby, we don't want to carry. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So their own happy hormones flow when family setting is going well. So that's why, but we are pushing women to compete with men. See, the goalpost is not even the same. The goalpost is not the same. It's like somebody playing basketball, somebody football. The goalpost is not the same. Women have a different set of goals that is their own height of success. But we are making them now have to fight as if, you know, I want to be MD also, which is not bad, of course. Women are capable of doing more than one thing, so they can thrive in career. But I'm saying, as a woman, don't lose yourself so much because you're competing with men. Don't lose yourself. There's still aspects to you. Guess what? When the first thing God gave Adam was work, the first thing God gave Eve was a relationship. It's very simple. So, till tomorrow, men still very work-driven. Women are still relationship-driven. This is why when men meet after school many years, the first thing they ask is, what do you do now? That's what gives them pecking order. What do you do? When women meet after many years, what they ask is, are you married now? If you meet a man that is 40 years old and is the bank MD or MD of Shell or whatever, manager in Shell, and is 40 years old and is not married, when guy says, oh, boy, they enjoy you. Hey, you're a bad guy. You may say you're manager for Shell and you don't tell me. And he's not married. Everybody's happy with him. If you meet a woman that is manager in Shell and she's not married, they'll say, hey, yeah. Guess what, women? That's why you came with breast. God attached relationship, attached the food of a baby to you. It's not detachable. You can't transfer it. Say, you two husbands, we are equal. Feed small. Let me feed small. You came with womb. You came with breast. Attached. It has already implicated you. Even if you didn't know you were family-oriented, you are. The baby needs to be with you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? And this doesn't reduce you. Some women see that as being inferior. That, oh, a woman's place is not in the kitchen. A woman's place, look, when God gives you a womb and a breast, God's saying, I trust you with the next generation. It's a promotion, not a demotion. He said, I can't trust this bum boy. It's you I trust with the next generation. So as a woman, be proud about having kids. Be proud about being homely. It's something to be proud about. Be proud about balancing your life so that you won't just be work-oriented and neglect being family-oriented. But because the society wants to make you feel so today. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Marriage makes you happy. Marriage and relationship is not even psychological. It's hormonal. You feel better when... See, for men that say, my wife doesn't sleep with me, make her happy. When a woman is happy, she can do anything. If she's happy with the relationship, is somebody getting what I'm saying? So providing money is good, is necessary, but there are 7 or 6 other things you must provide. Number one is spiritual security. Spiritual security. If you're a man in the house, one of the things you must provide for that woman is spiritual security. Women love God. Have you noticed? It doesn't mean they live perfectly, but if you see how passionate they are in worship, they love their father because he provides spiritual oversight. If you want to be a man the way God designed it, you are like the priest of your home. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You're like the priest of your home. You are meant to provide spiritual security. Don't delegate it. I wish men could get this thing. Men would behave better if they understood they too were pastors. You say, it's Pastor Larry. Pastor Larry is the one that needs to pray for 2 hours. It's Pastor Larry that needs to come to church all the time. It's Pastor Larry that needs to read the Bible. You are joking. This is why your wife respects Pastor Larry more than you. I'll drop that one. Let me leave that one. You're not ready for that discussion today. Because men say, yeah, everything pastor say, you respect him. Because pastor prays. Because pastor teaches her the word of God. Because pastor prophesies over her life. Pastor prays over her. Pray over her. See if she won't respect you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Prophesy over her life and see if she won't respect you. Respect is not demanded, it's earned. Prophesy to her. Pray. I mean, your wife will be so impressed they tell her, God told me. Hey, she will just fall in love that, who is this man? Hallelujah. Well, every time you talk, it's a selfish thing. Every time you talk, is what your friend Bomboy said in the bar when you were inspired by Gouda. That's what you come to say. You never said, God told me. The day a woman sees that you hear God, she will respect you. She will admire you. She will love you. Are you here, somebody? So providing spiritual security is important. And it's not hard. All you need to do is to just love God. You know the 22 players of Arsenal that are losing, but you don't even know the 22 scriptures over your life. So it's not because you are dull, it's because you are not interested. You know the 22 players of your club, but you don't know 22 scriptures. You are not interested. All it takes is to be interested. Listen, you knowing God and serving God is not just for your wife, it's for you. You can't be the man God has called you to be without God in your life. God never intended that you do life by your power. And you are so fixated on making money because you think money is everything, you've not realized that many men end up broke and busted and disgusted in their old age. In counseling, we call it foyer, future, old age, and eternity. Many men don't end well, end lonely. You didn't grow, you didn't build a relationship with your children because you are busy making money. One old man, he was very harsh with his kids. Didn't have time for them. Very work-oriented. Everything, work, business, travel, everything. By the time his kids grew up, every time his kids called him when they were young, he would say, school fees, I'll send it. Is this one? He didn't talk to them, just felt it was money. When they grew and now made money, he was now old, we were looking for them. When he calls them, they'll say, it's money you want, we'll send it. They also couldn't talk to him. They were sending him money. If you don't want to die lonely here as a man in your old age, and you will need family in your foyer. You will need your family in your future, in your old age, and in eternity. How you deal with your family will matter. So build the relationship now. That spiritual life is not for your wife, really. It's first for you. It's just the offshoot that affects your wife. Wouldn't it be nice if your wife can also come to you when she needs prayer? Wouldn't it be nice to say, honey, pray with me. Honey, speak a word over me. Hallelujah. This morning, my wife, the reason why she's not here because she has to preach somewhere else. But this morning, she called me, video called her, honey, speak a word over me, pray over me. Before she goes to preach every day, she comes to kneel down for me to pray for her. Even if there are people there, she'll come and kneel down for me to bless her. I bless my kids every morning before they go to school. Every morning. Because that's what the Bible said. The Bible said, by faith, Isaac spoke over his children. By faith, Jacob spoke over his children. They say it's by faith. Every day, gather your children before they go to school, speak over them. You will excel in your academics. You will excel in life. You'll be first amongst your equals. Speak over them. But you have no confidence. See what God said about Abraham? He said, I know my friend Abraham. He will instruct his children in the things of God. Can God brag about you like that? So being the head is not about eating two pieces of meat. I'm the head in this home. If you have to shout, you are the head, then you are not leading. If you have to shout it, it's like saying I'm a man. That's the worst thing a man should say. If you say I'm a man, it means you are not being a man. Should I see, well, imagine this microphone saying I'm a mic. It doesn't need to say, if I'm talking and it's amplifying, we don't have argument. It's when it's not working that he needs to be explaining himself. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So I can't even do more than one today. I'll just stop with this one. So build your spiritual capacity. That's the secret. It's part of things men are supposed to fight. You are the priest of that home. When they say you are the head is not, it's not authority, it's responsibility. It's not authority, it's responsibility. That means God, when God wants to check on that family, he will talk to the head. That's what it means. If you're head of a department and something goes wrong, is the head they're going to call. When the first family had issues, even though he started probably started with the wife, the person God asks is Adam. He said, Adam, where are you? Adam, what's happening? And if Adam took responsibility, maybe he would have stayed in the garden today. Because he would have stood in the gap for Eve. But instead he said, is the woman you brought. By the time they went to the woman said, it's the serpent. That's how they passed leadership to the serpent. The serpent didn't blame anybody. Say, I'm the one. They say, you are not in charge. Because he took responsibility. Adam ran away. He said, it's the woman you give me. It's not me. Women need spiritual protection. When the devil comes, can you stand? When your wife say, I'm sick, can you rebuke the sickness? Or you panic more than her? She's crying, then you cry for her and give her a handkerchief. Stand your ground spiritually. Are you here, somebody? It's not hard. You are in a good church. Just listen to the word. Apply the word. Read your Bible. Pray. Pray. Oh, if you think you are doing well, wait to see what will happen if you start to pray. There are so many aspects of your life that will never open up except you spend time with God. I kid you not. Don't do this life from the... It's not about making money alone. Are you here, somebody? So, apart from money, women need spiritual security. Can the men in the house stand up today? Please stand. Let's pray for 1 minute before I drop this microphone. All the men in the house, you are a potential head. If you are already married, you are already in that position. If you are not married, you are a potential head. You are going to be a head of a family one day. It's by default that God will hold you responsible. Can you take 1 minute and just talk to God and say, Father, what it takes to lead spiritually? I receive that grace this morning. Come on, lift your hand and pray this morning. Zobrada sakadeli kabrada steta. Sagla bakada bo sakada. I will not drop the ball. Jabrada kadele gabrada sakadista. Rika duza kika dola brede. Zubrada sakadelia. Magade soparia das. Lord, mahande de bo sakada yagada. We lift up all these heads of families. Bagra de kada. Baptize them this morning with that grace to press into the things of the Spirit. Mahanedes, a spiritual hunger that can never be satisfied. A spiritual hunger that will make them pursue hard after the things of God. I break the power of any distraction over their lives. I break the power of friends that are not helping them move forward. In the name of Jesus. They will pursue the things of God. They will press into the things of the Spirit. The portals will be open to them in the Spirit. These men will rise to take their place in their homes. Hey, your position will not be vacant anymore. Your position will not be vacant anymore. When they are looking for the head of that home spiritually, you will not be found wanting. You will take your stand. You will take your place. Maande de kaladaya. Rabala gada sata. Rabala gada sikada. Le broda baya. In the name of Jesus. I'll say this before I drop the mic. Listen. Listen. The same way there's jurisdiction in the physical, there's jurisdiction in the spirit. Many people don't know this. There's jurisdiction in the spirit. There are some things that will not happen in that family until you, the head of the home, pray. So all this, I want to marry a praying wife. It's not God's order at all. Praying wives should marry praying husbands. Are you here, somebody? A woman needs spiritual protection, spiritual security. There are certain things that won't happen. See, as far as this church is concerned, there are some things that won't happen until Pastor Larry stands his ground spiritually. Because he's the recognized authority. Heaven, in Revelation, they call it candlesticks. So there are angels of each church. I don't have to explain any more than this. There are some things that will happen in some countries. It's not anybody that will go and represent us. It's either the president or somebody the president delegates. But there are even some things, there are some documents they can't sign in this country. It's only the president can sign it. That's jurisdiction. So in the realm of the spirit, there are certain things that can't happen in your family except the head signs it. So when you are not absent in prayer, but you are present in a drinking bar, No. You can't be high on two things at the same time. You can't. That's why Ephesians 5 compared alcohol to being high in the spirit. You can't be high on two things. Nobody's high on two things. If you're high in the spirit, you won't have time to be high with alcohol. They do exactly the same work. Same work. Are you here, somebody? The same way you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be speaking to yourselves. Hey. Say, you'll be speaking to yourselves and you're making melody in your heart. Same thing that the Holy Ghost does. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be speaking to yourself that I cannot die at this level. I'm making a change. Things are happening. Hallelujah. You'll be making melody in your heart. You'll be like a drunk person making moves that doesn't make sense, but that is bringing unusual results. I pray for a supernatural hunger. For all the men here, you will take your place. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will take your place. You might look like you are not growing spiritually right now. You might look like you're nobody in the spirit, but today's service marks a turning point in your life. You will notice a fresh anointing upon your life, a fresh unction upon your prayer life, a fresh unction when you open the Bible in the name of Jesus. Even your wife will know something has changed about you. After this man-to-man conference this year, you are imagining a new man in the name of Jesus. Even your children will know something has changed about you. You will no longer be using abusive words with your mouth. Instead, those mouths will be bringing forth words seasoned with salt. Words that are full of encouragement. Words that are full of scriptures. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are blessed, come on, give the Lord a big hand.